We're up to Simin Kuf Ayin Aleph. Shelo Linhog Bi Zayon Ba'ochel. Not to treat food in a disgraceful fashion. Okay, this is a Leibah Dika Gemara. We actually went through this Gemara back in Simin Kuf Samech Sif Yud Beis when we discussed washing hands with wine and fruit juice for Netilas Sedayim. So it's the same Gemara over there in Brachos Daf Nun Amud Beis. The Gemara brings down a Braisa. It's complicated because there's different girsos, but Rashi's girsa is that wine you say Bari Priya Gafen, and the Kodesh Rabbi Eliezer you can wash Netilas Sedayim. And the Chacham say, no, you cannot wash the Netilas Sedayim with wine. Then the Gemara says, Kamana Azadama Shmuel. Shmuel has an idea. He says that you could use bread for any purpose that you want, basically. So, according to whose opinion is Shmuel going? My answer is Kamana Kirab Elazar. Rashi says, the same Rabbi Elazar says that you could wash the Netilas Sedayim with wine and don't have to worry that you're wasting the wine. Huadin, you could use the bread for your own purposes. Tosis is not so excited about this Gemara because there's a Gemara in Shabbos that says black and white that even according to Shmuel, who says you could use bread for your own purposes, not if the bread is going to get ruined. You could use the bread if the bread is going to still be bread and still be edible and you're ultimately going to eat it. So how could you say, so it's like a funny thing to say, Shmuel holds a Gemalaza. Shmuel is not nearly as extreme as Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar holds that even if you're wasting, even if you're ruining it, right? Wine, you wash the tears of dying, you're not drinking that wine. That wine is going down the drain. So why is the Gemara comparing Shmuel to Rabbi Elazar? Shmuel is much more toned down. That's question number two. Question number one. That's the question and the answer. Lemaisa in Achinami. Shmuel is like Rabbi Elazar, but not as extreme as Rabbi Elazar. Then, in terms of the halacha, so we have a machlokes here. We have avor to Shmuel. We pass the Shmuel. We don't pass the Shmuel. Now we have a machlokes of Rabbi Elazar chachamim. So there are those that want to say halacha kechachamim against Rabbi Elazar. So since the Gemara aligns Shmuel with Rabbi Elazar, if Rabbi Elazar is out, then Shmuel should be out. Others say, but the Gemara that's mashman beitza that halacha is like Shmuel. Bahag says the halacha is like Shmuel and the halacha is like the Rabbanan. The Rach says no, halacha is not like Shmuel, he holds like Rabbi Elazar. Now it's not a stira because Rabbi Elazar is much more extreme than Shmuel, so you could say the halacha, even though they seem to align the two in this Gemara, but Tosi seems to say, and this is going to be the halacha, like the Bahag, the halacha is like Shmuel, and the halacha is not like Rabbi Elazar, it's not a stira because we go like Shmuel, but we don't take it to the far. We don't take it as far as Rabbi Elazar would like us to take it. Then the Gemara over there brings in a braisa. There are four things we said about bread. Don't put basar chai, raw meat, you should not put on bread. You're ruining the bread. Don't take a full cup of anything and pour it and carry it over the bread because it might spill and you ruin the bread. Don't throw bread. We already discussed this. We're going to discuss it a little bit more. And don't lean a bowl on bread. Okay, now within the don't throw the bread, the Gemara says that they used to, at a wedding, they used to throw koyos ve'agozim. Bimos achama, but not bimos agishamim. Because nuts and like these roasted wheat kernels. So, bimos achama, it wouldn't get ruined. Bimos agishamim, it would get ruined. Okay, the basic insight is, you know, you have one boy throws an apple to his brother across the kitchen and the mother says, you know how to throw food. That's not true. You are allowed to throw food and you are allowed to throw apples, assuming that it's not going to get ruined and you're going to eat it. You can't throw something that's going to get ruined. Okay, but then the Gemara says about lo gluskaos, but not gluskaos, whatever that is, lo bimasachama, lo bimasageshamim. Why? Now Rashi says, because it's going to get ruined. So gluskaos, I would like to translate as juicy lachmaniot, like from Min Ha'aretz, so, you know, really good lachmaniot. Rashi says, don't throw it because they're going to get ruined. Tosa says, no, it has nothing to do with getting ruined. Even if it doesn't get ruined, it's just you don't throw bread. It's a bizayon to bread. It's the staple of mankind, and therefore it is not covered to throw the bread, even if it's not going to get ruined at all. Okay. We're going to see. Okay, so we're going to see the Shulchan Aruch is going to pass on, like you said, like Shmuel, not like Rav Elazar, like the Rabbanan, and not like that Rashi. Let's see. Let's jump right in. Kuf Ayin Aleph Aleph. Ose Adam Tzracha Bepas. A person is allowed to use bread for his own purposes. The Hani Mili Dilo Mimizbei. Provided that it does not get miyustik, it does not get dirty, disgusting, and ichi. But if it's going to get ruined, then it's going to be aser. Hilka, therefore, now he applies the braisa. Don't put raw meat on top of bread, you'll ruin the bread. Aim avir of kos male, don't move a full cup on top of the bread because it might spill. Now it says don't lean a bowl on the bread. He says also the ain't some chabah ka'ara, but the mechaber explains why can't I put a ka'ara on it? Why can't I lean a plate on it? So the answer, if it's an empty plate, you can. If it's not something that's going to get the ruin the bread, you can. So the mechaber clarifies. If it's full of soup or it's full of some other thing that's going to ruin the bread. Okay, that is the bread business. Mishmur Tzif Katan David wants to say that, skip down a couple of lines. Imu davashu tzarecha adam. If you want to use the bread for something that's a tzarecha adam. V'derecha olam lasas ba'ochel tzarech zeh, and people use it for such a thing, it's going to be mutter. Even if the bread's going to get ruined. And he gives an example. Even though the yayin gets ruined, you pour it on the yeast of dirt floors, and they would pour wine on the dirt floor to, I don't know what. I don't know why, but that's what they did. Maybe keep the dirt down, or keep a nice smell, or both together. And they would smear yayin and shemen on their bodies. That was their, you know. No. So this is right. So it's not referring to bread. That's a good point you're making. What does that have to do with bread? I guess just you're not allowed to ruin any food. So if you're allowed to ruin those food, maybe you're also allowed to ruin this food. Okay, I hear. Why should we apply this to bread? I hear that. I don't know. He does apply it to bread. That's how he starts. Him also the four shari filim imizbe. And we're talking about bread. Okay, I hear your question. Okay, now let's turn our attention to the wine. The ain notun hayadayim biyayin. Do not wash your hands with wine. Like the chachamim, the rabbanim, not like Rabbi Elazar. Bein chai bein mazug. Whether it is raw wine, non-diluted or diluted wine. Afilu nitila she'ina tzarech achila. So there's a separate problem, and that is a yotze nitila sedayim, that's ayin kuf samech sifid beis, a yotze nitila sedayim with non-water, with fruit juices, and with wine. But here we're not discussing the halachic ramifications of washing nitila sedayim with wine, we're discussing a separate technical problem, is that you're not allowed to ruin wine. So even if you're not washing your hands for halachic reasons, you're washing your hands for cleanliness reasons. How wine cleans your hands, I don't know. But you're washing your hands for cleanliness, it's still going to be a problem. You're not allowed to do it. Ain't no tonight, you're dying, be yahing, be chai, be mazik. I feel it, and feel it, and it's a chila. Bishwasif Katan Ches, the ilu benetila la achila belav hochi also the kama poskim. If you're washing, it's just dying for bread, so many poskim hold, you need water. Ain't simin kuf samach sif your base, which we discussed already a couple months ago. The A Nitzila Ela B'Mayim. Nitzila Sedayim is with water. Ela Apazeh She'ina Tzarech Achila Aser. So even this, which is not Halachic Nitzila, it's still going to be Aser. Mishum B'Zayin Ayayin, because it's a disgrace to the wine. And not just wine, V'Adim B'Shar Mashkin Aser, even apple juice and orange juice, which are not as chashiv as wine, and we're not allowed to ruin them, you're not allowed to destroy them, you're not allowed to just use them inappropriately, and that's called inappropriately. Okay, here the mechaber continues back to bread. The ein zarkin hapas mishum bizayon ochlim. You're not allowed to throw bread because it's a bizayon. Mishum asif katan tas muvor bebeit yosef shara poiskin de pas chashiv etzvei bishara ochlim. That bread is more chashiv than other ochlim. ubididei asafim lo nimasai de zrika. And you're now to throw bread even if it doesn't get ruined. Kilo shazak lagavi makam naki de zilzul lapas. It's a disgrace to the bread. Now again, the machaber says you're now to throw bread. Rashi says because it gets ruined. So according to Rashi, bread's not different than anything else. You're now going to throw something that's going to get ruined, including bread. But if it's not going to get ruined, if you want to fling it across the Shabbos table, which some people seem to have a minute to do, so Rashi says that's okay. And there are other Shinim hold like Rashi. Tosis says it's not okay. The Shulchan Aruch passes like Tosis that you're not allowed to throw bread no matter what. Now there are those who have a minute to do it, and Kanirah, they are Somech on those Rishonim. But it is against Shulchan Aruch. So I don't think you should do it unless you have a very strong tradition from a strictly observant and scholarly father and grandfather. Now, in Triskei Tshuvas, he brought down that the Hisorus Tshuva, who has a street named after him in Beitar, he was the son of the Ksav Sofer, and he said that his father, the Ksav Sofer, who was the son of the Chasam Sofer, used to throw bread at the Shabbos table. Okay, so there are those who do it, they have on him to rely, but if you're want to know what the going to the strict halacha, that's not what it should be done.
What about the whole thing of leaving your bread outside until
okay, we get there. Okay, shame she zarkin as a pas, kachin zarkin ochan and also this week, just like you shouldn't throw bread, you shouldn't throw any food that's going to get ruined by throwing it. But if it's not going to get ruined, kigon egozim, rimonim, chavushim, shari. Different fruits, different nuts, things that are not going to, you throw an apple across the room, it doesn't get, now, an apple, if you miss, it falls on the floor, it gets a bunch of boo-boos, and okay, that's whatever. But many things do not get ruined if you throw them. So here, in terms of the bread, Dershu points out there's a Gemara that says that hanging bread leads to poverty, so you shouldn't hang your bread. So it doesn't mean hanging bread. So everyone, all the little kids going to school with their little knapsacks, have inside a sandwich, and they go to a gan in school, and they hang it on a thing. So Rosh Hashanah said, that's okay. Because you're hanging the bread. You're hanging your teak is bread. It's not as close to the bread. You don't even see the bread. Whatever. So here, they brought down a shaila that, what would Rosh Hashanah say about, and I do this sometimes, and I'm going to stop. What if you have just bread in a plastic bag, and you see the bread, and it's not a teak, it's not a fancy bag, it's just a, you know, Khadpami shopping bag from the bakery. So sometimes they're hanging on the door over there, you know, see how many challahs are going to go through this meal. So that we shouldn't do. The others who say even the teak in school is a problem.
What's the thing?
It's not covered to the bread.
Even though it's in a covering?
Yeah. So they have a shaila. They brought bring down a shaila. Rosh Hashanah would how make it. Okay. Now there's another shaila, and that is when we're talking about bread. Are we including in this category pasul avikisnin? What about throwing cookies and cakes and whatever? So I would think no. I would think bread is chashiv. Chazal took away the chashivas of cake. And even though minat Torah might be bread, but we don't treat it like bread unless we kovei a suda on it. We only make a mazonos on it, and they take away the chashiv. That's what I would think. But Rav Yashiv disagrees with me. However, Yashiv brings other opinions that do agree with me. So I think Lamaisa, you know, since there are those who throw real bread, there are Rishonim, a bunch of Rishonim say you can throw bread as long as it doesn't get ruined. And there are those who have such a minhag. So even though I don't think that is 100% appropriate, unless again you have a real minhag from big people, but to apply that to meaning, so you have what to rely perhaps when it comes to pasta about bikisnim. You know, because even by bread there are mekilim. Okay, Shulchan Aruch is machmer. We should try to be machmer. But when it comes to cake, so there's more room to be mekel. Which also sounds like right, so there's an Indian not to ruin bread. Let's see if we're going to get there right now. Okay, it should come up here somewhere. Okay, Mishnah Berurah at the top of the next page. Sifkat, the middle of Sifkat Yud Aleph. Kishroa ochem unachan al aretz. When you see food on the floor, also leilechol anichom. You're not supposed to leave food on the floor. Tzarech lagbiyam. You have to pick up the food, put it on the side. Eilim Matthias, we just learned it. Okay, here he brings down from Rav Yashiv that since nowadays no one eats bread that's on the floor, that if you see it on the floor you don't have to pick it up because it's not called bread anymore. It's not food. No one's gonna eat it. Now you go outside, it's food. Unless it's wrapped. Or it's something that's, you know, not a slice of bread that no one would ever touch. If it's a whole lachmania, whole loaf. Yeah, so, okay, yes, I don't know what that is, but, right, we're not supposed to throw out bread. Throwing out little pieces of bread is mutter me'ikar adin, but it can lead to poverty. So we don't do that. We shouldn't do that. Nobody wants to be poverty stricken. Big pieces of bread, bigger than a kazayas, is asa medina to ruin, to destroy. So what we do, I don't know why I don't see it here, we put it in a bag, and then discard the bag. To go put it outside the bin and let someone else take care of it, I don't know, I guess the Arab is doing it. It's not, we put it in a bag at least, why put it out like that? I don't know why people do that. Maybe leaving it for the cat. Leaving it for the birds. I don't know what they're leaving it for. Speaking of birds, speaking of cats, so the Mishmur continues. Isa b'gemara, tainis chaf, deravhuna sover ma'ichol adam emachinas ala behema, that you're not allowed to feed human food to animals. Okay? Ravhuna says such a thing. It's not supposed that we pass like Ravuna. The Mishnah Berurah brings it down here. Omna beli rabbi mistapik imalacha ki Ravuna b'zeh v'ayim b'machzah shekel shem tzadu dimein la dabar achal achal ki machal adam l'kli amam batu. If you have nothing else to feed your animal, you're allowed to feed them human food. V'ev she dimsuzeh nogin olam hetel achal ofos pas. And maybe that's why people feed their bread to the birds. So in the Shulchan Aruch, this is a Magen Avraham, and the Chasam Sofer and the fancy freedman Shulchan Aruch says that, I forgot his exact lashon, but he basically says that that's not the halacha, and we're not knowing like that. Mishnah Berurah did not bring down the chasam sofer here, but I mean, but the rabba is a suffix.
The loaves with the heart outside, they put it down anywhere.
What did you say?
The loaves with the heart outside. The kids, like, they put it anywhere, it doesn't matter.
Okay, Siv Bays. Lo yeshiv adam al kupam lea tainim and grogros, al yoshiv al igul shadvela al kupam lea kitnios. Okay, so you have, let's say, you go shopping and you got like all sorts of food wrapped in a container. So are you allowed to sit on it? So it depends. If you're going to ruin it, you're not allowed to sit on it. If you're going to sit on the grapes, well, I guess you'll make wine. But if you're going to sit on the cherries, whatever, you're going to destroy them. If you're going to sit on something very, very hard, if you bought one of those humongous pumpkins that are hard like anything and they're huge, then you can sit on it, nothing's going to happen, so it's mutter. So it really depends. If the food inside is going to get ruined, it's also. If the food inside is not going to get ruined, then it's okay. Gimel. Mutu lecha. Oh, it is interesting.
Why did you say that?
I don't know. Gimel. Okay, so there's some people who use bread to eat their porridge. So, are you allowed to do that? So, Shmuel says, so if I'm going to throw out the bread, I'm not allowed to do it. I'm ruining the bread. Yeah, I'm using it as a spoon. But if I'm going to, in the end, I'm going to eat the bread, so then that's okay. However, there's a Masechet Sofrim that seems to say it's not okay.
What about making anything with bread?
What does that mean? Making
bread? I don't know.
No, that's fine. You're eating it.
So the guy that's eating the spoon.
Well, the Lashon of Masechet Sofrim is, ain't ochlim ba ochlim. Don't eat things together. Don't use the food to eat another food. So it sounds like it's going to be asa. However, the Torah brings down from the Rosh So some say it's mutter, as long as you eat it in the end. Some say it's aser, even if you eat it at the end. So the compromise is, the way out of it, and the Torah brings down from the Rosh, ani ra'iti gedolim she'ochlim b'chol pa'am ma'at min ha'pasim ha'daisa. Every time you take a little porridge, take off a little bit, eat a little bit of the bread with it. And then, according to everybody, it's okay, because you're eating it together. You're just using it for that. So both opinions bring down, brought down Shachanah. Gimel, mutter lechol daisa. Perish achita niklefas mevusheles porridge bepas b'makom kaf. You're allowed to use the bread in place of a spoon. Vul sheyochel apas achakach, provided that you eat the bread afterwards. Va'medaktikim, as people who are very medaktik. Ochel b'chol pam shemachnisim toch pia ma'amin apas imadaisa. So they eat a little bit of bread with the porridge. Hagav, hagav, and nisham in a pasach. I got ochel. So you eat all the bread in the end.
Like these guys had a suda and had like they have some applesauce. They don't want bracha to make, so they put their bread in. They eat
in the applesauce.
Yeah,
and they eat it like that. That's fine according to everybody. We talk about using the bread as a spoon. Okay, medina's mutter. Medina's mutter. You don't have to be medaktikim. I think I'm medaktikim. You don't have to be from the Gedolim, the Rosh Lag of the Gedolim. Be a simple Jew. Make your dinner's mutter. It's not so common nowadays. The only way, maybe like an ice cream cone, I don't know. The cone is just there to hold the ice cream.
Sometimes I use it, at shot, like to put my plate, like to scoop. Yeah, I do. Like a tool. Pushed up on my fork.
But that would only be... Okay, but when I get down, when I finish the ice cream on the top, and I get down to the thing, then I'm, I don't know. Okay, I don't know. Interesting. Okay, Dalet. Dalet's also a Gemara over there, Gebrachos, that they used to shoot, squirt wine in front of the Chasan and Kala. Rashi says, for a Siman Tov. And there's no Bizoyan Vehefsid because they would squirt the wine up and catch it. And ultimately, and eventually, someone would drink it. The Rashba said, no, they wouldn't. No one's drinking that wine. Right? It gets ruined. But it's still going to be mutter because that's Iker, Simchas Chasim Akala. And that's what they do, and therefore it's mutter. The Machaber says, Mamshichin Yayim B'tzinoros, if they Chasim Akala, you can squirt wine up and down in front of the Chasim Akala. However, only like Rashi, not like the Rashba. Vushi, Kabinu B'klim, if you have to, you have to catch it and drink it later. The zargif name klayus vagozim. You throw klayus vagozim b'moysa chama because it's not going to get ruined. She'ena nimasim. Avalo b'moysa gishamim b'nei shenim asim. It's going to get ruined. Avalo gluskos la'olam. But you're never allowed to throw gluskos. Kaniskele el sif aleph. So I want to say it was bread. In Piskei Tshuva, he brought down that gluskos is possible b'kisnin. That's why he wants to say it's aser. Not so pasher. And he brought down in the In Yaakov, and they translated the word gluska as kechen. Kechen is cake in Yiddish. Hey, zarkim chitim b'fnei chasanim. You're allowed to throw wheat in front of the chasan. Those who throw wheat kernels in front of the chasan, tzarech lizar shlo yizik el b'makom nake. Throw it in a clean place. Make sure the people don't step on it. Sweep it up, and then go eat it. I don't know.
Nowadays,
in 2016, but in the Ludge ghetto they would eat it. Sorry, I just read a few books. Right, nowadays, Bismanina Baruch Hashem, no one's going to eat any of this stuff off the floor. And when your kid tries to eat it, you smack him. What are you doing? That's disgusting. Okay, now Dershu points out there is an Indian... Minig Inyan by Abdullah to have some of the wine spill over as a simon bracha for the coming week.
We put our candle in it.
Yeah, we don't drink it. Yeah. Simon bracha. It's a Gemara actually.
But that's simon bracha by the chasna.
But that's not a Gemara. Right. So it should spill over a little bit. I don't know. Okay. That is. Kuf Ayin Aleph. Again, just the so. What about saving? You can't, according to what they're saying about throwing bread, and then they want to ask a throwing possibly kisnin. So just like I can't throw bread in the garbage, I'm supposed to wrap it up in a bag. Same thing with possibly kisnin. I never thought of that. I never heard of that. Okay, I need to look into it.